I need to get out a good yarn.
Do you?
Yeah, have you not seen how many yarns I have just had for?
Right.
What's that Beyonce song? Oh no, it's trifling, not stifling. I thought, you know which one I'm on about.
We're starting. We're just going to go for it. I'll find something.
What, in the funniness?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Oh, good, good, good. Hello and welcome to the Feathers and Florence vlog. We think it's episode 9. Pretty sure it's...
No, it's 10.
10. 10. It's episode 10. We did 9 last week.
We did. 2 minutes ago.
We did it last week. Welcome. We hope you've had a brilliant weekend. We've had a wonderful weekend meeting brides, right? We've had a wonderful weekend. You have. Yeah. I've been at home.
Yeah.
But we've had a great weekend and I hope you have too. Very relaxed. This is the Feathers and Florence vlog. And for newcomers around here, we do these weekly to give you a bit of an insight as to what happens in our studio, what happens in our life. Are you stifling a yawn? Are we boring you? This may not be the best vlog you've ever seen. Seeing as though Melissa's yawning, she's only been out of bed 3 hours.
No, I haven't, you cheeky wanker. Do you know what it is?
Go on, what
your
is it?
Your introductions are too long.
Well, we're sticking with it because we've been here all day doing these. So we're going with it. Episode 10, to give you an insight in the studio, what's going on in our lives, and a little bit of knowledge as well as to what goes on here. And you might have a question. You might have a question about your bridal shopping experience. You might want to know about us and the studio. You might just have a question about wedding dresses and you've got, I don't know where else to go. Well, you can ask them to us and we'll answer them, right? Now, let's talk about next week's vlog later, shall we?
I promise. Oh, later, okay.
You promise what?
That I won't yawn next week.
You better not. You can yawn with me, that's acceptable. But when we've got... Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Oh my eyes,
you have to wait until the end for us to tell you that. But this week, we're going to talk about... What are we going to talk about?
Accessories.
Yes, we're going to talk about accessories.
I'm happy with that.
First question,
mm-hmm.
from my point of view. Why are accessories important?
I mean, stupid question. That
I know,
but
some people
you can
may
tell
it's need,
male, right?
But some people may not know that. I don't think we should make assumptions. Some people go, "Why do I want an accessory?"
Accessories just elevate your look.
Okay.
You could put on a white T-shirt, and if you put on a nice necklace or a pair of earrings, it just elevates your look, makes you look more complete. You wouldn't believe how many times we've had brides in, they've tried on a dress. They don't quite feel bridal in the dress. You put some accessories with it and they're like, oh, yeah.
Boom.
It just feels like complete and finished.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you've got a really wow, spectacular dress on, everything needs to be spectacular. You can't just say, right, dress, I'm done. Well, you can, but most people don't feel complete.
Yeah, so just that little something.
Yeah, it's like you won't go out the house with shoes and no socks on.
No, unless you're wearing open toes.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops, I'm sure. But people wear sliders and socks, don't they?
Yeah, some of our viewers might wear sliders
That's perfect. No, I don't know. It's just
I want to know how you keep them on your feet.
Yeah, because...
Because raw foot in a slider, you've got a bit of sweaty foot keeping your slider on. With socks... I struggle keeping Crocs and socks on.
You wear Crocs and socks?
Yeah.
Is that an admission?
Yeah, I don't care.
All right.
People in Love Island wear Crocs.
Oh,
so
they do,
I'm cool
actually.
Now.
Yeah, they do. So accessories come in all shapes and sizes as well, don't they? I think I'm really boring, Melissa, today.
I'm really sorry, I'm tired.
But they come in all shapes and sizes, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us... we're going to go through some accessories in a second, but tell us what in what shapes and sizes accessories come.
Yeah, well, we're actually just focusing on hair accessories today. Yeah. There's other accessories that can kind of elevate your look, including veils, just jewellery, shoes as well. But today we're actually focusing on hair accessories. So I've just pulled a couple, but
our designer.
So we stock hair accessories which have been curated by Jessica Jordan mm-hmm. of Devoted Hair Accessories.
Yeah.
And Jessica's actually a hairstylist and a wedding hairstylist, so she has knowledge as to what works well in hair and also what hairdressers can work with for hair. Because it's all well and good accessories looking pretty, but actually to be able to move them and bend them to your head and your hair is really important. You don't want them to just snap immediately when you try to like work with them. So all of the hair accessories are just perfect to actually be workable as well as being absolutely stunning and also comfortable. And yeah, so we have pins, we've got vines, we've got hair bands, we've got crowns, we've basically got everything covered. We've got silver, we've got rose gold, we've got gold. Yeah, you've got it all.
We've got it all. So you've picked, Melissa's picked some things from our accessory display, which is why it's over this way when you come and see us at the studio. So tell us about your first accessory that you'd like to show. So, and our focus is working this week, so it should pick it up.
So.
And you won't have to take your microphone off.
So I've picked three accessories today. I've gone with two hair crowns. I've gone with two hair crowns and some pins. So hair pins, you can have these kind of like dotted around your hair if you've got your hair up. And you can literally just put them anywhere you like. But I've just got some gold leaf hair pins. So I'll just come a bit closer for you to see those.
To the actual camera rather than the screen.
Is that the camera?
Yeah, that is the camera, the one.
It actually works well against my white shirt, so you should be able to see those. Although it has gone a bit dark now.
Only because you're taking the light out of the lens. But that's okay, we can lighten it up.
We're having a lesson here whilst showing you accessories. So yeah, we've just got these hair pins. Leaf hairpins, like I said, they're really workable. They can bend in any direction to make it fit for your hairstyle. These actually come in a set also with some silver gem pins as well. So you get three of those and some silver pins as well. They're the hairpins.
What were they called again?
I'm calling them gold leaf hairpins.
Yes,
they do have a name.
No, they are gold leaf hairpins, right?
Yeah, but I think they have a more romantic name.
Okay.
Do they not?
This is a beautiful hairpin.
Next one. Check you out. You like it?
Yeah, I do like that, yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going for a hair crown. This doesn't work as well on a white top because it is white.
Well, do you
white.
Want to just step towards me a bit, block me out and you can, yeah, there you go. And you might be able to show it against them.
Okay, so this is actually a hair crown, which is kind of got little clay flowers with some beading in the clay flowers as well. It's just beautiful. Like, if you've got a dress with 3D florals, this just works really well with it. And even if this isn't your style, also, all of these hair accessories look great for bridesmaids as well. So, hair crowns, usually people like to wear a hair crown in the evening because if you have your hair up for your ceremony and then want to let your hair down for the evening, hair crown just works really well. So that's that one.
Great. And our, I think, very extravagant piece.
Would you say this is extravagant?
I would say so. I really like it.
Oh, I would just say this is cool. So I still don't feel like I'm focusing, you know. I do apologise if you can't see any of this, but this is our Pandora Pearl Crown. It's obviously really, really popular because, I mean, look at it. It's just gorgeous. So again, it bends wherever you need it to go. And it just features just cluster pearls, big and small. It's really cool. and just really glammy. And it just looks so expensive, like when it's in your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
You just look really.
It's very luxury.
Looks. Yeah, you like?
I like that word as well.
So, yeah, that's our pearl crown.
Love it. So, and we've got much bigger range of accessories in our studio, which again are on our feature wall over here. So if you'd like to see more, then come on down.
Oh, with an appointment.
Yeah. Don't just turn up.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a vlog and someone's like, knock.
Get an accessory, mate. Of course.
We do ask it that you book an appointment to come down.
We can have an accessories only appointment.
You can have an accessories only appointment, whether that's just to view hair accessories, veils, or run through bridal separates if you want to add maybe like an overskirt or anything like that, or a bow train. So we can run through in your bridal accessory appointment with you if you just want to make your bridal look a bit more extra.
Really well
or
done.
Or complete.
Really
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thanks so much.
Shall I pass that to you? Otherwise, I think I may break it. It's very delicate.
I saw Liam like twiddling with it. Yeah. And I was like, they're not delicate. They are really workable, but... you're heavy-handed,
No. Now, we've got some really exciting news about next week's vlog, haven't we?
Do you hear my bones cracking with excitement?
Gosh, need more calcium.
I don't like milk.
Yeah, that is true. Yes, we've got a really exciting... So next week's vlog's going to be really good. You will not want to miss it. Tell us about it.
So... we've got a special guest, our first guest.
Our first guest, yeah.
And we just can't wait because we love her and her partner.
Very much.
They're both going to be here. But we're going to have Toulon Flo.
Yes.
Who is our veil specialist. So Claire is coming down and we're forcing her to film a vlog with us.
Yeah, she's actually coming down because we're going to the pub.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
But we then sort of said, well, we can only go to the pub if you film a vlog with us.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're doing vlog first, then pub. We won't be absolutely sloshed.
Let's mix it. Let's
take the vlog to the pub.
The vlog to the pub. That
don't
would be
think
epic,
that
wouldn't
gonna...
it?
I feel like we would very quickly become like, what was that show in Newcastle that they did before? Where it just showed, like, young people going out all the time.
I don't know. Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore. We'd become Geordie Shore.
We could do, actually.
Longridge Shore.
Longridge. well, yes, good work. Well, maybe we should... We might mix the two. We probably won't.
No, I don't think
we probably won't. So we're really excited about Claire coming down and talking to us about
our veils.
Yeah,
if you've got any questions about veils, now is the time. Because whilst we've always got Claire on hand, Claire will be here... We're filming a vlog and she can answer them in the vlog. So, if you've got questions.
Yes, you won't want to miss it. 15 minutes only, so get your question in soon.
Oh, you're capping it.
Yeah.
15
minutes.
15 minutes. Claire, shut up. No more answers.
Yeah, I know. Stop talking. she won't talk too often, I'm sure. So, great. So that's what we're looking forward to, right?
We really are. We were just getting bored of each other.
Oh, I never said that to you. We hope that you've enjoyed this week's vlog. We're coming up to 14 minutes. If you've got any questions...
stop timing it to the second.
15 minutes.
I feel rushed.
Oh, sorry. Carry on. You talk.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
33 seconds left. Have a wonderful week. Would you like to add anything?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Good luck in the conundrum. Countdown
Good
conundrum.
Good luck in the conundrum.
What?
What should people do if they're enjoying this content, Melissa?
They should.
Yep.
Put the best conundrum in the comments.
Yeah. We'll try and work it out.
like.
Yep.
Share.
Yep.
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
And subscribe.
Subscribe, please. And tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tell your mum as well.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful week, everybody. And as I say, if you've got any questions that you want us to answer, whether it's about us or whether it's about dresses, probably more dresses, they don't want to know about us, put them in the chat. Send us them on Instagram or Facebook. Have a good week, everybody. See you later.